and we're going to do a quick roll call, get through and into the agenda, okay?
So, Director Shore.
Yes, he's present.
Director Borja.
Here.
Director Perez Gill.
Here.
Director Rogers.
Here.
Director Matthews.
Here.
Vice President DeLara.
Here.
President Zindo.
Here. Great, we got everybody. Okay, we're going to, the reason I wanted to call this special meeting, and Greg Rodriguez is on the line, is Greg and the county supervisor and people from the city of Palm Springs were meeting last week to talk about how to get crisis beds going quickly as the summer heats up as it is today. Who's making the noise on there?
I don't know, somebody's in the car.
Somebody needs to mute if you're not
probably
talking.
Right. Yeah.
There we go. So one of the things, and they're working on it, and Greg will give us a little update, but one of the things they like the idea of is being able to collect money from the community, from businesses, from everybody. And the best place would be is if it could be donated to a not-for-profit so they could take a tax deduction. And I said I would ask the foundation board whether we could be that sort of fiscal intermediary, set up a fund that could be used to collect money from the outside. The foundation board would then release that money by a majority of the foundation board on the recommendations of Greg, the county, and the cities as they see fit. The foundation would not be running the crisis beds. It would just be releasing public money that was given to us. Obviously, the cities and the county and the state would also be donating money, probably the state through the county through the county, the cities through the cities. But for public funds, for charitable funds, they need to come through us. So that's what I'm proposing. Greg, could you give a little update as to where we are, and just again, very quickly for the board members? Greg?
You're on mute.
So right now we're identifying a location for an emergency cooling center. In addition to providing hotel motel vouchers, we're actually drafting an RFP. Tom Kirk and I with Libby and CDAG for kind of a multi-pronged approach for this. So a cooling center, hotel vouchers. The key here too is utilizing the housing first model as well in both to hopefully tie people to services, utilizing the HEAP grant that we got through CBAG on the 25 familiar faces plan. So we think we've identified the old boxing studio near City Hall, courthouse. City Council is going to finalize that hopefully tomorrow at their council meeting. The county will probably do the lease back on that. And then I've been talking with Tom Cox at CDRM to handle operations and logistics. So that's kind of the status right now. And happy to answer any questions. But I want to note too, a lot of the reason for the hotel voucher is so that we can actually include Cathedral City and Desert Hot Springs in this, what we're preliminary calling Operation 100 Degrees.
Right, and the funds from the fund that we're creating is going to be used for crisis beds, whether it's a hotel voucher or the cooling center or wherever Greg and the county and the city and CVAG think the best way to spend that money for crisis beds is. So does anybody have any questions for me or Greg or anybody? Directors? Leticia.
Are there any administrative costs to the district for administering the funds?
I don't believe so. The question was, are there administrative costs to us as the foundation to administer the funds?
What we've talked about doing, we looked at different options for online donations. The best one that we've come up with is with PayPal. And they charge a fee for nonprofit organizations that's discounted to 2.2% of any of the contributions received, plus 30 cents per transaction. So it's a it's fairly reasonable, but it allows kind of a clean, also transparent process that we feel is well-known to the public. PayPal is pretty well-known, and they can use credit cards to donate through that process. They can receive a receipt that would be tax-deductible. It doesn't say specifically a tax-deductible item, but we also thought internally we could, you know, maybe issue something that's more official with our letterhead, et cetera. So
the PayPal cost would come out of the fund. So the administrative cost would be basically 3% if people donated through PayPal. If they sent us a check, we could always deposit it without going to PayPal. Maybe for bigger donations, that's how we would suggest they do it.
And how about for like reporting, audit and all that? Is there any bookkeeping that's involved? Is it going to be minuscule or?
We would keep track. I would plan to set up a separate bank account just for this purpose. So we keep the record keeping specific to that account, and it would be handled under the foundation's books, mm-hmm. accounting purposes, and also audit wise.
I would like to make a suggestion.
Go ahead, Carol.
I would like to suggest that we use the remaining funds in our homeless initiative of $72,137 to be used as matching funds for private donations to maybe incentivize the community to match dollar for dollar with us.
Are you making a motion?
Well, I don't
know. Or do you like that to be considered at some future date?
Right. It may be to direct staff to look into it.
Okay, we can discuss whether we want staff to do that. Any other questions?
Yes. Has this area that the city is looking at been zoned properly?
Question. Greg, there's a question about zoning. I guess the city wouldn't be looking at it if it hasn't been zoned properly. It's their thing. Plus, it's
That's correct, because the city obviously identified the building as one they own.
Okay. So,
and for this situation, I mean, it's a commercial building anyway. I've also talked to David Reddy, the city manager, and Jeff and Christie. We're not worried about that on the CUP. They're ready to move forward.
Okay. My next question is for the district directors. We have the CV Link fund that we have had conversations about, and it's also like earmarked very specifically to CV Link. It's been something we've had on our books for a very long time. If we earmark these dollars specifically to West Shelter beds, are we doing the same thing as we did when we earmarked $10 million for CV Link?
No, because that was our money that we then dedicated to CV Link. This is money right now is only money that comes in from the public. And yes, that would be designated like somebody who left money in their will and said you can use it for lung disease, which somebody did. And we can only use it for lung disease. This could only be used for crisis beds right now.
My next question is, what is the definition of a crisis bed? In the Eastern Coachella Valley about 2 months ago or 3 months ago, we had some really intense rains that displaced 100 families from Avenue 70 Mobile Home Park. So I would consider that a crisis, right? So is this money earmarked for every crisis that happens? We are seeing a lot of environmental crises come through the valley, more specifically in floods, right? The day the North Shore Park opened, the same day we had floods, there was people who had to leave their home, go to a neighbor's, go to someone else's home because their home was flooded, right? So is this being opened? That's my question.
My understanding, and the proposal is that this would be open for crisis beds during the summer months in the West Valley, so that, by the way, the crisis beds in the East Valley aren't filled with West Valley people, which is currently what's happening now. The East Valley shelters very much support this, because right now they don't have any beds because they're partially filled with West Valley people. Emergency beds during rainstorms and all that, there are different states of emergency and all that that can be called. I would imagine eventually at the end of the summer, we could decide whether to keep this fund open or do something else. Also, this is a short-term, the crisis bed thing is a short-term thing because it's getting hot. There's also intermediate and longer-term issues having to do with shelter and homelessness in the West Valley and also for the entire Coachella Valley. But right now we're dealing with the heat that started today, really.
And my last question is...
Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, can I add on to that? I heard you left this. As we move forward with the collaborative, I envision that we will maintain some type of nonprofit arm in order to collect private funding. I've been talking about that all along. And then actually, as we run into those emergency situations, funds that aren't available, say, from the state or federal level, we could utilize for exactly what Karen's talking about.
Again, right, and then after this summer is over, we can decide, depending on whether there are funds left or whatever, what to do with those funds. Again, it would be on the recommendation of CBAG, the county, the cities, Greg, and then we would decide what to use that money for. Obviously, since it was given for the purpose of crisis beds, it would have to generally be for that. But right now, we're trying to move fast because it's hot out now.
I think it needs to be designated not only as crisis beds, but West Valley crisis beds.
My proposal says West Valley crisis beds. Any other questions? Carol, did you want to add something? I thought you did.
Well, yes, because, you know, I sit on the CBAG Homeless Committee, the representatives of East Valley are very supportive of trying to provide services for homeless people during as Dr. Zendel said, to alleviate the impact of the shelters in East Valley. Also, I wanted to find out if there was consensus about my suggestion that we use the remaining unused funds as matching funds to help incentivize private donations for these foundation funds.
So let me hear from the other directors about what you think, whether you want to follow Carol's recommendation that we direct staff to bring forward a proposal at one of our future meetings to do a matching fund with the 70-something thousand dollars that's left. Lenny, you go first.
I'm curious, Greg, do you have an idea yet of people that have stepped forward to say we're waiting to donate?
We haven't announced it yet.
Carol, can you put yourself on mute again, please?
I have a question.
Art.
I have a question. How much, what level of funding are we considering to compare to Carol's request, suggestion?
Well, we know that there are future requests coming for an additional $300,000 because there are more cities matching than the money that was left. Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm saying if we were, let's just assume that, for the sake of my question, we decide not to move with Carol's suggestion. If we don't do that, how much money are we talking about proposing that we contribute, if not Carol's funds?
Well, my proposal has no, it's not proposing that the foundation or district donate any money right now. My personal feeling is that we've already earmarked $2 million and we know there's another 300,000 requests coming in, and let's see what the needs are and what the public comes up with, and then if Greg et al. Come forward and say, you know, district, we're short another $200,000, can we have some, then we as a board can discuss whether we want to do that or not. That's my that's my opinion.
So in effect, you're saying then that we should defer any monetary definition until some future time.
That's what I would recommend. Carol would like to go ahead and move forward with a proposal that we know we have 70,000 plus left over from the 2 million we designated. And she would like us to move forward sooner rather than later to earmark that as a matching fund as an incentive.
But I think you want to be careful on.
Thank you very much.
I think you want to be careful on the word matching fund, because if for some reason we, you know, receive more than the 72,000 from the public, we should only be committing the 72,000 to incentivize versus it being matching.
Yes, and that was my idea, is up to the 72,000, and that would be our cutoff.
Yvette, are you on the line? Did you want to say something? Karen?
Yes. There is a...
I'm on the line, I'm currently driving, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Did you want to add anything now?
No, I'm just listening right now.
Okay, great. Karen?
Yes, I have like two more points that I'm really interested in and having answers to. The first one is, have we spoken to the city of Palm Springs about the housing stock that exists right now? So we know it's summer, and we know that a lot of people in Palm Springs own a home here where they may not be living in that home in the summer. So is there any conversation about housing policy with Palm Springs, Desert Hot Springs, and Cathedral City?
I think that's for CVAG and Greg and the city to deal with. They're not asking us to get involved in that. I think they are asking us to develop a fund that people can donate to and take it off their tax return if they so want. And
but a fund that will house people.
That will,
and I'm saying there's housing stock in the city of Palm Springs to do.
Well, and we are going to create, part of that, as Greg says, is to be used for vouchers. And they could be used in hotels, it could be used as rentals. Again, these are short term. Usually these things are for a few days or a couple weeks or whatever.
And the Airbnb market works like that, right? You come in for a quick weekend and you spend your money, you have a house, right? That's what I'm talking. There is a lot of housing stock right now available in the city of Palm Springs.
The ideal thing, and this is from a conversation we had the other day, because we want wraparound services to come in quickly, either in the overnight or the daytime shelters, you don't want two people there and two people over there. You might want to take over a home motel for the summer and put a bunch of people with resources and all that. But again, the logistics of how the money's going to be spent, I think, is really not the issue right now, other than we want to make it available for crisis beds. And the county and the city, it's hard for them to collect donations. And we're a foundation, we can do it.
Anyone? May I point out something?
Yeah. Carol?
I wanted to point out that several of our service providers, like Housing First and places like Jewish Family Services, they have housing navigators that are actively looking for places for short-term beds for people to stay, and that's what their mandate is.
Right. That's the Housing First program.
And I'll add on that too, that part of the HEAP grant that we got includes a landlord and a locator process, so we will be getting into that, Karen, to address that. But that's a little bit down the road, so.
Okay, I think that at this point, even though I have a lot of questions that are probably not for this board, I have questions about size and accessibility and all those things, but those are a different conversation that is a different group that'll probably be addressing them. For now, the item, I'm sorry I don't have the agenda, but the item that's before us, I will make a motion that we move forward in creating this account that will be for donations to help the West Valley during the summer. So for the time being, for the purpose, for that purpose only, and as for the other, Carol's suggestion, I think I would like to hold off on that until we see how this is progressing.
Okay, let's separate the two,
okay,
if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
So the proposal is that we set up a special fund that can accept donations to be used only for crisis beds in the Western Coachella Valley, as we've talked about.
Yes.
There's a motion, there's a second. Is there any more discussion? If not, can we do a roll call, even though we probably don't have to?
I don't think so.
Sure. So, Director Shore?
Yes.
Director Borja?
Can you get back to me?
Director Perez Gale.
Yeah.
Director Rogers?
Yes.
Director Matthews?
Yes.
Vice President DeLauro?
Yes.
And President Zendo?
Yes.
And Director Borja?
Yes.
Okay. And now the second issue is, do we want to direct staff to work on bringing a proposal to use the 70-something thousand dollars as a matching fund? Do we want to direct staff to work on that? Let's do a roll call again.
Okay, so Director Shore?
Yes.
Director Borja?
No.
Director Perez Gil?
Yes.
Director Rogers?
Yes.
Director Matthews?
No.
Director or Vice President DeLara?
No.
President Zindel?
No.
Even though that doesn't pass, I would say that we can come back at any time and discuss it. And I also am pretty sure that Greg and the county and the cities are going to come to us at some point and say, we need a little bit more money. Could you do that? So I think we're done. Okay, that's the end of the business for this meeting. I'm going to adjourn the meeting.